Trinadvipi sunichena tarad eva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kevalam kalau nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. Before we begin our Govardhan program, and before we begin with the specific invocations and dedications, today is also the appearance day of Radha Kund. And I would like to read to you how Radha Kund came about. If you're ready to hear with rapt attention, please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From the Puranas, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur has quoted 20 verses describing a joking conversation between Sri Sri Radhika and Sri Sri Krishna that took place after Krishna had killed the bull demon Arishta. This conversation describes the origin of Radha Kund and Shyama Kund, Radha and Krishna's bathing ponds. The innocent young gopi said, "Ah, Krishna, you cannot touch us now, O killer of a bull. Alas, even though Arishta was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow. So you will have to undergo atonement, just as Lord Indra, after killing the Trisura, had to do atonement. But how can you purify yourself without going through the trouble of visiting every single holy place in the three worlds?" Krishna replied, "Ha! Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places right here and take my bath in them. Just watch." With this, Lord Mukunda, everybody say, struck his heel on the ground and said, "Here is the water of the Bhogavati River coming from the Patala region. And now, O holy places, all of you, please come." When the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis, "Just see all the holy places." But the gopis replied, "We don't see them as you describe." Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up, "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirghika. I am the river Shona. I am Sindhu. I am Tamraparni. I am the holy place Pushkar. I am the river Sarasvati. And we, Govard, Godavari, Yamuna, and Reva rivers, and the confluence of rivers at Prayag, just see our waters." After purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari, everybody say, became quite arrogant and said, "I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radhika addressed her gopi girlfriends, "I must create an even more beautiful pond. Now, go to work." Having heard these words, the gopis saw that Arishtasura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond. At that nearby spot, All the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands. And in this way, a divine pond manifested in the short span of an hour. Krishna was astonished to see the lake they had produced. Then Krishna said, "Go ahead, lotus-eyed one. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from mine." But Radharani replied, No. This is impossible. The water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow. I will have my countless gopi companions bring the poor water of the Manasanganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make it renowned, unequaled in the entire universe. Lord Krishna then gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly, that person rose up out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vrishabhanu. What's her name? Radharani. Somebody's very good. She's working and still she's listening. Very good. Then, with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to Radharani in devotion. O goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories. Neither can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand your glories. And thus Krishna feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. Krishna is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian charu and yavaka, and decorating them with ankle bells. And Krishna rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet. On his order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond, which he created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow upon us your merciful glance, will the tree of our desire bear fruit. Hearing this prayer spoken by the representative of the full assembly of holy places, Sri Radhika was pleased and said, "So, kindly tell me your desire." They then told her plainly, "Our lives would be successful if we could come to your pond. That is the benediction we desire." Glancing at her beloved from the corner of her eyes, the daughter of Vrishabhanu replied with a smile, "Please come." Her gopi companions all agreed with her decision and became immersed in an ocean of happiness. Indeed, the beauty of all creatures, both mobile and stationary, was enhanced. Thus, gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani, the holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kund forcibly broke through the boundary walls and swiftly filled up Radhakund with their waters. Lord Hari then said, "My dear Radha, may this pond of yours become ever more world-renowned than mine. I will always come here to bathe and enjoy my water pastimes with you. Indeed, this lake is as dear to me as you are." Radhika replied, "I will come to bathe in your pond as well, even though you may kill hundreds of Arishta demons here. In the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on the spot where you chastised Arishtasura, and who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me. That night, Lord Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radhakund, generating a torrent of the greatest mood of splendorous pleasure. Sri Krishna resembled a cloud, and Srimati Radharani a brilliant flash of lightning, filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, the divine glories of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna permeated the expanse of the three worlds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.